Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us. We just exceeded 700,000 listeners in the United States. We're well over 100,000 overseas, so we appreciate you sharing us with your friends and family. Today, we're definitely talking about money. You know what? The holiday season is upon us. Millions of people will be sending gifts around the country, around the globe. You'll be ordering stuff on Amazon and many other places. You know what? However, you know what? A lot of times it doesn't make it to its intended person. The more we buy online, the more package gets stolen. The good news is some things can be done about it to help protect packages from porch pirates. That's why we have Dan O'Toole, the CEO of Arrive, to educate us on what's going on and what's being done about it. Dan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Steve, for having me. And thanks to all the listeners out there. Really appreciate the opportunity to talk about Arrive today. Thanks.
You know what? I'm just going to say this. My wife orders all the time. We're actually very lucky, and I'm probably should be knocking on wood right now. But we, you know, we talk to people all the time where they've ordered some nice things. They show up on the porch and somebody goes and takes it, and they either have to get the refund, or in some cases, you know what, they get in a dispute and all that, and they never really get their money back. It's frustrating for everybody out there, as well as the, you know, the businesses. And, you know what, I'd love for you to talk about what's going on with that. You know what, I know it's very big, or the bigger experiences are the metro areas like San Francisco, Seattle, Austin, Los Angeles, Sacramento, Fresno, and Milwaukee, where they have really high rates. But you know what, help out everybody understand what's going on. What's the real impact? Because my understanding is it's like in the hundreds of millions of packages that are being affected.
Yeah. You know, right now, in the U.S. alone, every single day, there's 1.7 million packages stolen. So it's a huge, staggering number. It's billions of dollars a year. And the reality is, we are all paying for that. You know, everybody thinks it's free. You just call Amazon and, hey, my package didn't show up, and you get a new one magically. The reality is, all that's built into the cost that we pay every single day.
You just said 612 million packages get stolen each year. That's wild. Crazy. No, but you know what? You know what? In our small little bubble world, we really have no idea that is the actual reality of it. Wow. Now, so help us understand more so what's going on. How, obviously, we've got some groups that are more well organized than others that are stealing these things. You know what, there are a lot of things people can do to reduce the impact or possibility of something getting stolen. And I'm just curious, you know, what are things people do? And then let's talk about what Arrive does.
I really appreciate that. Absolutely. You know, right now, you know, certain things can't even be delivered without you being home to sign for it, like the new laptop or a cell phone or something like that. So you got people missing work to stay home, people watching Ring cameras and doorbell cameras and all these things, in some cases, literally watching items being stolen, right? So, you know, that's a frantic feeling for all of us. So, you know, things you can do in the interim, and I say interim because we're a new company, and I know we're going to talk about this, what we're rolling out. But in the, between now and when we roll out, you know, things that can be done to try to deter. I always say it's better to deter than catch, because when you catch them, we all know there's probably not very many consequences, and your items are already lost or destroyed. You know, remedial, one of the baseline things you can do is, have a home camera. You know, a lot of times you're unfortunately watching the theft happen. Maybe you can use what you garner from that to get it back. So that's good. And when people walk up, maybe they see the camera and that deters them. You can arrange deliveries to have a signature. So there could be a scheduled time of delivery where somebody does have to be there to sign for it. If you're at work during the day, perhaps you could have the item shipped to your work address during shipping hours. And then those items would show up at your work versus at home. So somebody's there to receive those. You know, you can have lights that trigger on when things come up or show activity. I'm trying to see some of my other hacks here that we like to use. Let's see. Speak with your neighbors. If you're not going to be around, maybe somebody can keep an eye out for you and collect the parcels as they're delivered, so that you don't have to worry about you know, that those sitting out for very long and for being a you know, kind of bait for people to want to come over and grab them. So those are some of the main things that we would focus on. At the end of the day, if just being there to receive it is probably your best solution, right, Steve?
Well, no, I get it. You know what? I keep thinking to myself, well, if you can't be there, you're not at work and you got to go live your life, and you know what? You know, you got prescriptions coming. You've got all sorts of things coming. You know what? You know, what can you do? Is it, you know, and that's one of the reasons why when I saw, you know, arrive, like, hey, wow, this could be a game changer. I'd like you to talk about what Arrive does and how it could help people and protect against the porch pirates.
Sure. A couple other things real quick. You could also have tracking enabled with the major carriers. And a lot of times they offer notifications that are kind of pretty close to real time. So there's a couple more ideas for you. But Arrive, you know, thanks for letting me have the opportunity to share what we're doing, Steve. Arrive is kind of the next generation mailbox. It's an autonomous delivery network. But as the autonomous delivery really spools up, speaking about drone delivery, robotic delivery, unmanned driverless vehicle delivery, as well as, you know, conventional delivery like Amazon, UPS, and US Mail. We're consolidating all delivery to one secure point. You know, the total addressable market in the U.S., there's 160 million addresses. That number grows by 4,000 new addresses every single day. So the mailbox hasn't changed or been disrupted since 1858. You know, we've got smart cars, smart homes, computers, but how do you get the mailbox to catch up? And these are the things that we're thinking about. So, we have 150 patent claims that we've either filed for or have been awarded. And we've got great things like notifications. We have a heated and cooled cargo area. We have an emergency light feature. So if you have an emergency at your home or business, you can use your Arrive app to trigger police, fire, or ambulance, a service you need. It'll send an automated dispatch at that same moment. Your Arrive point will start strobing red and blue or red and white or red lights, depending on the service you need. So first responders can immediately find you. And, you know, we always say time is life. So if they get to you quicker, you know, hopefully they're going to be able to intervene and save, you know, you from whatever circumstance you have going on. Excuse me. So, you know, through COVID, you know, 80% of the workforce at one point was disrupted and remote. Of that, 20% of those people will never return back to an office environment. So you've got a lot of outsourced situations that have never occurred before. You know, in Fort Wayne, Indiana today, UPS will deliver to 6,000 more unique locations than they did in Fort Wayne, Indiana 3 years ago. And Fort Wayne, Indiana is kind of a mid-market city in Indiana. So if you extrapolate that across the whole country, across every carrier, you can see there's a huge demand on last mile logistics. And so that's why all these other autonomous nodes of delivery are starting to enter the fray. So part of the reason we came up with a lot of the things that we have, you know, we actually have a UV light process that disinfects packages. Back when COVID was prevalent, you know, people were afraid to bring their Amazon packages in their homes because they thought they were bringing virus in. We just happened to have that in our patent that we have a process to deal with that. So there's so many things that really could be really convenient if your mailbox could offer these. Like, you know, it's great to receive items, but what if you had a shipping store at your door and you could use your app through our platform to not only receive, you know, items that are delivered every day, but if you had something you need to ship out, it's a lot more convenient than going to, you know, a Kohl's for two, an Amazon return or a UPS store or something like that. So
Dan, I'm going to have this. Dan, I'm going to hold you right there. I've got to take a quick break. Folks, we're going to be right back. You just want to be listening to this because it's really, really very important. I'm going to have Dan O'Teal. He'll be back in just a moment. We've got to pay some bills. We'll be right back with more Saving the Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show where we talk about the ins and outs of money. I just want to let you know all the replays are available at www.savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss a show. Check out our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Network. All these networks are dedicated to empower you to solve problems, uplift your spirits, live a life of personal and financial freedom. Also, follow us on Facebook at Saving with Steve Sexton's Insider Club to get all the replays, exclusive gifts. Just go to savingwithsteve.us. Now, we're back here with Dan O'Toole. Oh, yeah, one last thing. I want to thank you for sharing us with your friends and family. We're coming up on over 1 million listeners, so we're really very excited about that and would have never happened without you guys. So with that, I want to bring back Dan O'Toole of Arrive. We all know we've got a problem with porch pirates. We all know they affect people with prescriptions and getting gifts being sent to friends that don't show up that you can't do anything about. You also have gifts that are not gifts, but things you order from Amazon and other suppliers that never show up, that you have to get refunds, which are a pain. You either have to be there to get it or you're in a situation where you have to send it to work, and it's just nuts. So one of the things that Dan was talking about with Arrive, it gives the ability for people to receive their packages, possibly by robot, by drone, you know, and I've asked Dan, say, hey, how does this work? What would somebody's experience be, for example, if they were to have prescriptions delivered to the house? How would that work? So, Dan, thank you for being on our show. I'd love for you to share all this with us. And we're really looking forward to it because everybody that's been blogging is just like, hey, ask them about this.
Hey, thanks for listening out there. Really appreciate that and really want to share my vision for the future with you guys. So, with that said, Steve, you know, Arrive, we are envisioning the future of logistics, and we want it to be as robust, as comprehensive, as feature rich as possible. Some of the things that we always say are better, faster, fresher, cheaper, greener, and safer. Those are all elements and metrics that we're delivering through our autonomous smart mailbox. And we want to be the conduit to the future, the conduit to your marketplace. You know, we envision all of your ordering going through our app and what that gets you, and say in the pharmaceutical world, talking about medicines, say you have a CVS order that you want to place, go on your app, pull up CVS, place your order. It's all authenticated. That delivery is made, you're notified. But what we're also doing is we're allowing CVS to control the heating and cooling inside your arrive point. So if you have medicine, we're going to let them turn on the cooling to preserve that for you. So you don't have to be there right at that moment. And you know, if the sun's 110 degrees beating down, you know, we're not going to have a, you know, degradation of the medicine, right? If you're ordering a pizza, we're going to let Domino's, you know, you're going to access the Domino's app through ours, and we'll let Domino's turn on the heating to keep your pizza warm or your food, DoorDash, Uber Eats, any of those things. You know, as far as like return logistics, the return logistics market in this, in the US alone, is a $1 trillion market. You know, people order, you know, in some cases, multiple sizes or colors of, a, of an item, and they want to see what works, and then what doesn't work goes back. You know, today you're driving to the UPS store or to Kohl's or, you know, an Amazon drop off point, whatever that is. But what if you could pull up your app, populate your last 12 purchases, select the item you want to send back. It would notify the vendor, say Amazon. At the same time, it would dispatch UPS out. You drop that item seamlessly into your arrive point. You don't have to print a label. You don't have to find a receipt. That item gets picked up, goes back. It's all autonomous. And then you get the credit for that. You think about the ease that that would create for all of us. And that's where we're, what we're moving towards. You know, everything that we are setting out to do purposely is awesome. But even the byproducts of that, you know, and the, you know, now we're, I don't want to say we're not the drone, but drones will be accessing us. So in the instance of drone delivery, you know, a drone flies as the crow flies. So you're going to get it a lot quicker in the time it could take you to go out and, you know, put your shoes on, your coat, get in your car. You know, within 5 to 7 minutes, an item could be delivered to you. And then, so that goes to the better, faster, fresher, cheaper, greener, safer. You know, all those elements are all, you know, reducing traffic on the roads, you know, reducing greenhouse gases, reducing costs, frankly. You know, the encrypted, authenticated delivery aspect of what we're doing, because the product that's delivered is going to be secured. You're not going to have the theft that you do. The, all those things are going to act to lower the pricing of the items that we're all purchasing every day. Take out the theft element that we're all paying for. You know, there's a factor built into every purchase for, you know, loss of items, whether it's through perishability or theft or any of those things. And if you could factor all those things out, think what that could do to the cost for all of us. So these are the things we're working on every day. The other thing I'd like to say is, on our units, our arrive point units, you know, we are not selling our units. You can only get them by subscribing. It's very similar to an Amazon Prime model. We want to have a very low barrier to entry, very low cost, so that we can saturate and get density in areas. And that's how we get the network effect of being able to deliver several items and have all the delivery infrastructure in place. So we want to have it be affordable for everyone, and we want everybody to be able to share in all the benefits and conveniences that we're going to be delivering.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So I just, you know what, everybody loves new technology. So when, like, with like robots, so you have an autonomous car pull up, and there's a robot obviously inside of it, and they're pulling out your package. Are they letting you know, hey, pizza's here, or packages are has arrived, or it's in your secure location? How does that work, or how would that work?
Yep. Well, the in that case, the unmanned driverless vehicle would pull up. It would send an authenticated signal to our arrive point. We would verify through an electronic handshake that that's the right vehicle delivering the right item to the right box. Once that happens, the box interfaces with the vehicle. We have an autonomous shelf that would drop down. The item would be sent on and it conveyors into our box. The heating in that case would be turned on for a pizza or something. Same time, you would be sent a notification that your food is it has arrived, and then you would come out and grab it. You know, we do have scenarios where we're interfacing with robots as well. you know, technically a robot could come up, take the handoff. You know, we're reducing the friction between people, robots, and drones. That's ultimately what we're doing. We're an autonomous box. It can be used in a commercial setting, in a hospital setting, for your mail or at your home mailbox. And we're just conveniently delivering items in an asynchronous way, which means both sides of the delivery point or receiving point don't have to be present at the same time. They can happen independently of each other. And then at your convenience and ease, you extract the item when you decide. And you know it's there and it's preserved through heated or cooled. And it's protected because it's safe and secure, and you're notified about it.
You know what? That's going to save people so much time. Just not going to Kohl's to return your Amazon would save tons of time. Dan, I really want to thank you for being here today and sharing with what Arrive's doing. If people want to check out Arrive, how can they go about checking out Arrive? What's the email? Is there, you know, if they want to sign up on your service or something like that, how do they go about doing that?
Thank you, Steve. Again, my name is Dan O'Toole. I'm the founder and CEO at Arrive. My personal email address is Dan, like Daniel, at Arrive, A-R-R-I-V-E dot tech, T-E-C-H. I also give my phone number routinely. We have nearly 5,000 investors, and I talk to them every week. My number is 317-694-7520. That's the same cell phone I've had for 40 years. And I welcome any correspondence, suggestions, comments. I view us as a We the People story. We beat Amazon by 4 days on our first patent. And we've all got this great investor community that are working forward to deliver the future. And so I'm really pleased to be able to share that. And Steve, thank you for allowing me to do that.
Dan, I appreciate you being here. And you know what? I'd love to have you down here down the road just to tell everybody how's everything going. And I'd love to have, you know what, when things get into full force, I'd love to have a couple consumers saying, yeah, this is awesome. Let's, you know, I'd love to do that with you. So if you're open to that, maybe we can do that in the future sometime.
I hope you will, Steve. I'm definitely open, man. So thanks, everybody. And appreciate the opportunity so much.
Thanks, Dan. Hey, everybody, we'll be back in just a few moments with more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we do talk about the ins and outs of money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us. We just exceeded 700,000 listeners in the United States. We're well over 100,000 overseas, so we appreciate you sharing us with your friends and family. Today, we're definitely talking about money. You know what? Millions of people will be sending gifts around the country, around the globe. You'll be ordering stuff on Amazon and many other places. You know what? However, you know, a lot of times it doesn't make it to its intended person. The more we buy online, the more package gets stolen. The good news is some things can be done about it to help protect PACTAs from porch pirates. That's why we have Dan O'Toole, the CEO of Arrive, to educate us on what's going on and what's being done about it. Now, let's talk about what's going on here for the rest of the year. Right now is a wonderful time to take a look at your taxes. In fact, if you're working with a financial advisor and you're not having that discussion, if they're not initiating that discussion, you need to do that, okay? Because what you do now could make a difference for what happens next year. It also could make a difference for your taxes this year. So let me make sure we're really clear. So check this out. Did you know there's a 12% tax bracket? Most people do, okay? If it changes a little bit, it'll be 15%, but if your income is in that 12% tax bracket, you actually pay zero on your capital gains and your dividends. So think about this. We had one client, they were just above that 12% tax bracket threshold. They were paying about $5,000 a year in taxes, and they were looking to fund their new grandchild's 529 program. And I said, what if we did this? Let's move some of this money that's creating an interest income that's going to go on your tax return that you don't even spend and put it into something that's tax deferred. If they don't take it out, they don't spend money on taxes. By doing so, it lowered their adjusted gross income to below that 12% threshold, which meant all their dividends and capital gains were tax-free. And as a result, they went from paying over $5,000 a year in taxes to $50. That's one thing you do. Many people are looking at gifting this year. One of the ways you could do it, if you're retired, you're over 70 and a half, you could gift through a direct charitable distribution from your IRA directly to a charity and get a tax deduction, a dollar-for-dollar deduction. And you could do it for up to $100,000. So if you're too high on taxes, you don't need that required minimum distribution, you want to make sure your church is getting some extra money, you can do a qualified direct charitable contribution directly to that 501c3. And all you do is you talk to your custodian and say, hey, I want to send $30,000 to this charity. Here's the charity number, here's all that stuff, and they send a check directly. You get a dollar-for-dollar deduction. Now, one of the big things, if you're looking to reduce your taxes, is this. Understand that you're getting a deduction here. It goes on to your itemized deduction list. If you've got no deductions, just know if you're married and you're over 65, the first $30,700 isn't going to do you any good. But if you're still paying a mortgage, you got mortgage interest, you got your local taxes and all that stuff, and you're added $30,000 to it, it could make a big difference on your taxes. The second thing that you want to know about, and the more important thing, is that some people have the ability to write a check from their IRA, and they have that ability because that's what their broker dealer, you know, Schwab, Fidelity, whoever gives you the ability to do. And some people will write that check just before the end of the year from their IRA directly to that charity and send it to them. The problem is, if they do not cash the check before December 31st, guess what? You're not getting credit for the deduction. So it's very important that you do that properly, because you don't want to have that deduction disallowed for this year when you need it. Other things you should do now, take a look at your portfolio. You have winners, you have losers. That's what's happened in the last year or last 2 years. This might be a wonderful time to take profits, especially since the market is trading at almost 33 times its earnings, okay? And you got big people like Warren Buffett, Jamie Dimon, the CEO of NVIDIA, and others selling off a lot of stock, putting into cash. What are they getting prepared for? Hey, a downturn. This might be a great time to sell off some gains, but offset those gains with selling off some of those losses so your taxes are reduced or eliminated. So folks, on top of that, if you're still working, this is a great time to make sure you maximize your 401k, your Roth 401k, and so on. If you're gonna do a Roth conversion, make sure you understand how it works and you understand how the five-year rule works, so to make sure you're not taking out money and paying taxes on it, even though you didn't think you had to. I hope you have all a wonderful day. Look forward to seeing you next week right here on Saving with Steve. See you then, bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton.